This is a scheduling audio boo on our project management module. We were learning about scheduling this week. And the program that we used was Microsoft Project, which I found to be really useful. I found that it was quite easy to use, and it was very user-friendly for people maybe who, you know, don't come from an IT background, maybe a business background or design or something. I felt that it's a tool that they could use without any great difficulty. It's really easy to understand, really clear, easy to follow, and I found it to be really good. So the kind of more theory behind scheduling is, of course, to create a schedule for your project so that you know exactly what you have to do and how long you have to do it. And that just means that your project will run smoothly and that you won't be stressed out going around wondering what you have to do next. At significant intervals, you will be adding milestones. What that basically means is it's nearly like a checkbox for your project. So it's at a point in time where you say, okay, I should have XYZ done by this stage on this date, and it should be all finished and signed off on. And then when that's done, you can tick it off and say, right, that's one part done. And you can see how long did it take. Were you correct in your estimate? If not, then it should give you some indication of how long other tasks might take. And it might throw your project out by a couple of days. You know, you could be finished a little bit earlier or a little bit later, just depending on what you planned. So contingency planning is, I think, a great idea. It's basically just to give yourself a little bit of extra time just in case something goes wrong. Just in case you maybe get sick, or, you know, technology lets you down, you don't have the internet for a couple of hours, so you have to take that into consideration. We've been told that about 10 to 15% should be added to the delivery date. I wasn't quite sure about that. I don't know, is that too little, too much? I suppose it depends on the size of the project, the scale of the project. If you're managing a project that you feel really comfortable with, like if you're doing a code-based project and you're like a really great coder, you know, maybe you might be happier with a smaller contingency, or if you're like me, you might be happier with an even bigger contingency just in case. But you have to be aware of Parkinson's law, which is that work expands to fill the available time, which I found to be very true with doing assignments for modules, because, you know, if you're given 2 months to do something, the chances are you'll drag it out over the 2 months. You know, you might have the same quality of project if you had to do it overnight, we'll say, but, you know, you'll fill it out to fill the time, which of course I did find to be true. We learned a little bit about overly optimistic scheduling, which, you know, is mainly undershooting how long it will take, saying, well, hopefully all goes well and it'll be done in a week. Well, in actual fact, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, maybe a week and a half. So, like, you should really be realistic. You should give yourself achievable goals. You know, don't say my goal is to create the best website ever in a week, because the chances are you're not going to be able to achieve that. And, you know, that could lead to a loss in confidence and a loss in belief in your team, which is a bad thing, of course. If you have an aggressive schedule that, you know, you're working 100% of your time, you're pooling all 100% of your resources for 100% effort, 100% of their time, for a task on your project, that isn't really realistic. The chances are that, you know, nobody can achieve those standards, really. You have to take into account that people will not work for 100% of their time. Good as their intentions may be, and as hard a worker as they are, it's impossible. You know, people will have to go to staff meetings, things like toilet breaks, even just generating reports or giving themselves a little bit of time to brainstorm and think on how they'll do and problem solving. So you really should be aware of that. Things like excessive schedule pressure can have a huge effect on, like, your quality of your project. If you're under pressure to get something done by a certain date, of course the quality will suffer, because, you know, you're just looking to get it done. Whereas if your pressure is about getting the highest quality project, then, you know, your time could suffer because it might take you longer than you had originally anticipated. The excessive pressure can also impact on things like motivation, because